We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sipping, it's all right by me. It is a three-day weekend. I hope everybody honors those that passed. For the rest of us,
be careful.
Be careful. And then enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Thoroughly.
Thoroughly. Thank you to Danny Gladden for joining us. That's his annual Final Four lacrosse preview. Did you watch that Instagram he sent me?
No.
I just dropped it in the group thread.
I was in there talking to the two stooges.
Who's that? Landini and Jeff
yeah.
Walker for president?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the Stooges here. I want to ask you both a quick question, and then I want to ask you both a long-form question. Lanville, this new report from Forbes says that they might have to change the deal to get approval. Do you think the deal will go away?
I mean, I think the deal's happening. I think, you know, so they got to put up more cash. You know, they got to sell some real estate investments or some stocks or something and put in some more cash. They can't borrow it. That's all that seems to be happening here. Maybe find another limited partner, whatever. I think it's still happening.
So do I. So advertisers can give them more cash for ads, suckers. Jeff, what do you hear when you hear that Forbes report?
Hey, man. I don't think it's going to affect anything. They just need them to get some stuff tightened up, some I's dotted, T's crossed, and it's going to go well.
Okay. So we all feel good.
Yeah.
Now, earlier, we asked Santana Moss, what are the appropriate foods to have at a Memorial Day weekend cookout barbecue? You know, one thing that's interesting, at least in North Carolina, and I don't know if this is throughout the South, but people don't like referring to an event where people get together and cook meats on a grill as a barbecue. In North Carolina, barbecue is a dish that is served at a cookout.
Well, so, we're talking in terms of Virginia, Maryland, D.C.
Okay.
So we're not worrying about them.
All right. Well, yeah, let them know. So I'm tempted to start with Jeff, but I'm starting with the head of the class here, Mr. Brian Keith Mitchell, a true gourmet chef. I don't know if you actually are having a barbecue this weekend because you haven't invited me if you are. But let's say
you come anyway because you already probably got 5 million things planned.
I might.
See, he likes to ask you to invite him so he can tell you no. Y'all picked up that yet?
No, I just I'm very bad at planning and committing to anything. Those are not things I'm great at. B. Mitch, what is served at a Mitchell Memorial Day weekend barbecue?
Well, if we were doing it at the house, we'll probably have a little of everything. Probably some ribs, chicken, sausage, burgers, hot dogs, some lamb chops. I always love lamb chops.
Lamb chops. The little lollipop joints you can just
yep,
slam
always
them.
Salmon on the grill. And then we'll have Maya probably do some potato salad and a kale salad. We'll have some baked beans, some macaroni and cheese. But normally I go to my buddy's house. He does a weekend. So Friday we fry fish. Saturday is normally pulled pork and ribs. Sunday is crawfish and other stuff. So, and then Monday, you recuperate. Because after those 3 days, you're destroyed. So,
that's bananas.
So it's a combination this weekend and probably go to his house. And he doesn't have crawfish. So my baby girl is coming in town and she wants crawfish. So I got to go get some and make sure I have them for her. So we'll have some barbecue and some seafood.
Okay. Brian's answer is not surprisingly, I don't want to say complicated, but there's a lot being served at a Mitchell Family Barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have something for everybody. Everybody don't eat the same thing.
Yeah, but you're going to do all that in one day?
JP, you have never seen me throw down, right?
Not all the way,
in one day, listen, I will light up just the two small grills, and in a matter of an hour and a half, I've done the chicken, all the chicken and the burgers and all that stuff on the other grill, you know. And if I got something I need to slow, I can start my big boy up, and I can just slow smoke that.
Okay. now I'm guessing we might get a much smaller menu, but I don't know, frankly. Landini, what is being served at a Jim Andrew Mullins VI Professor Landini Memorial Day Barbecue?
Well, I would definitely go with ribs. I feel like that's a no-brainer. I would also go with hamburgers and then hot dogs, because hot dogs are easy. And I don't care about any of the side dishes. Just give me the meat.
Let me ask you a question, Lanfield.
Yeah.
Who's cooking this stuff at your house?
That was also my question.
I would cook.
You sure?
I grill.
You grill, your mom and dad will be grilling.
Yeah, I'll do the grilling. I handle
all right.
It.
All right. Good for you. So I feel like we're all friends here. I certainly try to approach this show with the utmost honesty, even when I say stuff I shouldn't. I have a sad confession to make.
Yeah, you're not cooking anything?
No, I'm pretty good on the grill.
Yeah, but you only cook when you want to cook steaks. I'm saying when it's a big deal, you always go to one of your in-laws' house.
Well, yeah, but I cook chicken all the time. I grilled salmon up last night. My confession is specific to a food group that I love, and I do not know how to cook, and that's ribs. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
A little harder than the steak, right?
Yeah, dude, because I am good at – Brian, you'll be stunned to know that I'm not the most patient person, and it's my understanding that ribs take hours. I like to cook something in minutes.
But it's not going to be minutes. I can give you a quicker way to do it than just putting snow smoking them.
How do you do it? I don't even have a smoker.
Take your grill.
Only smoking we do around here.
That grill you have over there, you can throw it on there, let it cook for about, let them smoke or whatever for about, I'll give you about 45 minutes. Take them off.
What, do you wrap them in foil?
Take them off, put them in if you have a Magnolite pot, you don't need foil. But if you don't have a Magnolite, you just have like one of the black roasting pans, wrap it in some foil, throw it in that pan, put it in the oven at 350, let it cook for about an hour and a half. They'll fall off the bone for you.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that this weekend. And one thing that is tricky to me, I love ribs. I prefer, I think, baby back, but I'm cool with any of them. I prefer pork to beef. Like, if I was to buy a rack of ribs, what do I do?
Buy a rack of ribs.
I'm sounding extra white right now.
hey, pull the membrane off the back for sure, though.
I don't know what that means, going
to
be honest
with you. It's a little white-like part on the back. You pull that off, and it allows the smoke to get into it and cook better.
Okay. Jeffrey, what are you serving this weekend?
I'm serving the tunes this weekend. It's like, nah. We supposed to have a little potluck, but what I'm cooking, of course, I got to make my jerk chicken, because my jerk chicken be fire.
Yeah, I'm glad we tasted that already.
Ribs, yeah. When did we have – you guys had jerk chicken today?
Hell no.
Yeah, I haven't had any jerk chicken.
Oh, you never tasted? I got you one day, JP.
The only food I've had of yours was when you brought in
the bony fish,
the extra bony fish, and a gigantic salad. That's what I've had of yours. And then every other time, you only get food for Landfill.
Jeff Walker, you know, he did bring me jerk turkey one time. It was delicious.
Yeah, he brings you food, never Brian or I.
JP,
and of the people that often pay for food, Brian is at the top of the list, but I am right behind him.
That's not true.
Of the people that pay for the four of us food?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, for the four of us, yes. But for the two of them, they go back and forth.
Right,
They got a little tag team thing.
But hold on. No.
They got a member guest going on over there.
They do have a member guest.
They got a member guest over there.
I definitely called B this morning. He did not answer.
When one person of the four of us buys the four of us food, the rankings are Brian, then me, then a fairly significant
actually,
drop,
the ranking
but then
is
Landfill.
First.
Ahmed is first.
It's Ahmed, B. Mitch, me, JP, Jeff.
There's no way it's you ahead of me, Landfill.
It is.
No, you get pizza.
Uh-huh.
quarterly.
Right.
You will get some pizza.
What do you do?
When I'm in, I buy food.
Yeah, you just never in.
I am going to call my shot now. Perfect attendance next week, except Wednesday when I have to go to Ashburn.
Perfect attendance.
Yeah, well,
perfect attendance, except I won't be there the whole week.
There's no three-day weekend next week, so you won't need to take the be gone that Friday.
I'm going to come to Ashburn with you that Wednesday.
You should. It's fun.
I got to get over there eventually to take care of some stuff, but, you know. That's the day I ride normally, so I like to be close to D.C.
So my barbecue, I would probably serve – hot dogs are a must. Hot dogs of a true barbecue where there's just like a whole lot of food on a grill coming off at various times, I think hot dogs might be the one seed. Because when I think of a barbecue, it's like – it's not steaks and salmon and
cookout.
All this other stuff. Cookout, sure.
Yeah.
Everybody loves hot dogs, except my wife.
I don't really like hot dogs like that, to be honest with you.
Well, I know that's disappointing.
Roland Martin came over to my house, and he said, oh, man, you have a grown folk meal. He said, you don't have no hot dogs and hamburgers. You got real food. and all kind of stuff. But, like, normally when you just do hot dogs and hamburgers, that's when you got a lot of kids around. I'll do that for the kids, but I cook for adults. So when you leave my house, you're going to have food and you're going to be good. You're not going to have all that. I'm like, oh, man, I got to stop and get something on the way home. Nah.
Yeah, my siblings don't even eat hot dogs.
I think you guys are all sleeping on corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is
tremendous. I like to grill it. I like grilling it.
I like grilling it, too.
Yeah. Especially white corn.
Oh, yeah. That's racist, dude.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. It's literally white
it's literally yellow white
corn.
I know. I would call that sweet corn instead of white corn, but I agree with you. Yellow corn, bad.
All of them. No.
Say yellow corn off the grill is fire, too, especially if it's still in the stalk.
You're the one that just said you had to use white corn. That's what you just
prefer,
said.
I prefer white corn because it's sweet.
I have a bigger
issue. You ever get the one that has, like, the when you open it, it's white and yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I have a bigger issue. I just got a text message. We have breaking news on the program. Landfill, have you had Jeff's jerk chicken?
No.
I've had his jerk turkey.
Answer the question, please, sir.
I think it's possible I've had his jerk chicken.
No, B, have you had it?
No.
Greg has had it. Greg just texted Jeff's jerk. Greg Height says Jeff's jerk chicken is amazing. So you're serving the chicken to Greg and not to us, Jeff.
When the hell did you give Jeff some, Greg some chicken?
Yeah, Jeff, what the hell?
Hey, man, Greg is my boy.
Oh, we're not your boy.
Greg done been over the crib before, you know, before a game. JP, every time I bring in food,
you every day.
You just happen to not be here, JP. B, last time I bought something and I cooked, you looked me dead in my face and said, I don't eat that. And what you did.
It was
banana pudding.
Nah, I don't like banana pudding.
The banana pudding was good, Jeff. And then I brought you banana pudding the next day, and you weren't there.
And he was happy as hell because he could eat
Stallion
more.
Got it. Actually.
Stallion did take it.
Somebody took it. I don't remember who it was, but somebody split it with me. Jeff, how about let's make a plan? I'm a planner, baby. Tell me when you're going to bring the jerk chicken in, and I'll be there.
Not true. We thought you were going to be in a day and you're not here. So what's different than that?
I had a situation arise.
You could have got it after work.
I was about to say, we could set something up for next week. I mean, I got the seasoning and stuff. That's nothing.
Next Friday, Jeff's jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken and some fish without all those damn bones.
All right. It depends on my catch this weekend.
I refuse to eat crappy. Remember that. I'm not eating something called crappy.
You will eat crappy and you will be asking for more crap.
Best side dish, Jeff, go.
And a cookout potato salad for me.
Landfill.
I would go with potato salad. Ideally, the potato salad, I think that B. Mitch's daughter made that one time. Yeah, it was good as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best ever.
Yeah, she put her foot in that.
Brian?
I go with Maya's potato salad. Monica, I'm sorry.
I remain committed to my exclusive world-class baked bean recipe.
Dude, that's not a recipe. You got to stop that.
It's a recipe.
It's not no damn recipe.
Whoever the people at Bush's are, it's their recipe. Is Bush's the one with the talking dog?
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, I mean, you got to at least put some seasoning, do something to it, Jay.
You know what I'm elite at? at barbecues and cookouts.
What's that?
I am very, very good at setting up the cooler. I can get you a really good cooler. I can maximize beer inventory and ice. No beer is colder in the summer than coming out of an ice down cooler. I am very good at that.
That's not hard to do, though.
It's a skill, Brian. We can't all be all pro running backs,
that
right?
That's not hard.
Some of
to
us
do.
Are cooler guys.
If you put, I tell you, if you got your ice and you want to go real quick, just take the beer can and turn it 30 times.
30 times.
Just spin it.
Spin it.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Something interesting is happening. So this article came out from Forbes that the deal needs work. It has clearly bugged some of the people that have been covering this for a while because I couldn't help but notice, if anybody's seen the article from Forbes that just came out about 45 minutes ago or so, Mike Ozanian, who's been working this story for a while, says, exclusive, Josh Harris's group needs to change financing in order to win NFL approval to buy the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all of that is correct. Mark Maskey, who's been covering this thing all along for the Washington Post, he's an NFL reporter for the Washington Post, he tweeted out, it has been documented for more than 2 weeks that the NFL Finance Committee has raised issues about the structure of Josh Harris's $6 billion deal to buy the Commanders from Dan Snyder. The committee has vowed to continue to work with the deal towards possible approval. That's Maskey. How about our dear friend, Nikki Giavalla? She tweeted out, from May 10th, when the NFL's Finance Committee met in New York, NFL Finance Committee has concerns about Josh Harris's Commanders deal. What about our guy, AJ Perez? He just tweeted out, Josh Harris's group set to take over the Washington Commanders doesn't have more limited partners than the NFL limit. Don't get all worked up with the holiday weekend so close. Everything remains on track per my sources.
Man, to be totally honest with you, man, I made this comment to you the other day that, you know, we have certain people who are just going to write stories just to be writing them because that's what they have to do. And I am still going to go with that because all the stuff that has come out is basically what he just stated. So all this stuff came out weeks ago. So he gave us nothing new, to be honest with you.
Every little detail of this can be reported by different people, and then it becomes a new
detail.
They
make it all look new.
But it doesn't change anything.
Nothing.
If the league is committed to making this work, you know what? It's going to work. Baked beans for everybody. When we come back, let's remember what's really important on Memorial Day weekend. Nobody better to do so than Joe Gibbs. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody go buy a bottle of Scotty's because it's Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, all right? It's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, loved throughout the DMV, just like me. Brian, yeah. I'd like you to do me a favor. Can you tell Eric W. E-Dub 530 that we appreciate him listening?
Do what?
Can you tell Eric W. E-Dub 530 that we appreciate him listening?
E-Dub 530, man, we appreciate you listening to us, man.
Okay, because now I'm going to insult him. E-Dub 530, I appreciate you listening, but I don't need a recipe for hot dogs. I can handle hot dogs. Like, I got it.
What's the recipe?
The best way to make hot dogs is to put them in the bun right off the grill and then wrap them in tin foil and let them sit wrapped in tin foil for 10 minutes. The steam and flavor of hot dogs seeps into the bun to give it flavor, and you're not biting into dry bun.
All you got to do is buy potato bread.
Yeah, uh-huh. So he's not wrong. Like, I like when hot dogs are wrapped in foil and they stay hot. Like, you buy them, especially going to Camden Yards, if you buy a dog, like, on the street as you're walking in, or, like, at golf courses they do that sometimes. I like that. Don't get me wrong. But that is not, you're not recommending a recipe to me about hot dogs. Like,
that's hot dogs 101.
Yeah, I passed hot dog 101. I may not know ribs 250, but I passed hot dog 101.
I don't think you know ribs 100.
I probably don't. I know how to eat them. I know how to eat them. All right, there's a number of things I wanted to get to here, but maybe we start. Let's start here. I got to speak to Joe Gibbs earlier this week. Joe Gibbs obviously means a lot in this city, but he means a lot across the country because his race teams are fantastic.
Yep.
And they're off to a really, really hot start. This weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is big because it's the Indy 500 out in Indianapolis. It's also the Coca-Cola 600, which is a massive race of NASCAR, if you will. And for Memorial Day weekend, Gibbs has teamed up with a group called The Fund. And The Fund is a fundraiser to help veterans that come back. It's called Simplify in America's Fund. And what they do is they support veterans coming back that have lost limbs or faced disabilities or are dealing with PTSD. And I mean, they do a lot. Their mission, Simplify in America's Fund, cares for our nation's critically wounded, ill, and injured service members, veterans, and military families. The numbers on this are – it's nearly 5 million servicemen and women are dealing with stuff. And Joe Gibbs teaming up with the fund this weekend to honor our veterans and those that have fought for us. And I snuck in a question about the Commanders. Here's Joe Gibbs. It is always a pleasure to get to talk to Hall of Fame coach, Washington legend, Mr. Joe Gibbs, and especially this week with Memorial Day approaching, getting to talk to Army Sergeant Jason Smith. Gentlemen, thank you both for taking a few minutes. Coach Gibbs, can you start us off and just tell us what you're working with Jason to do here?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I got to behave myself. There's probably a bunch of people there in Washington that know me, so I'll be on my best manners this morning. We're all excited. We've got the Coke 600 coming up, and we've teamed up to kind of celebrate all those that have sacrificed for all of us here and on our day to celebrate the 600. Interstate Batteries, our founding sponsor, is going to be on our race car. We're also going to have the Simplify and America's Fund on the car. Jason is an example of somebody that sacrificed for all of us so we can live the life we do. And this will be a race this weekend with the emphasis being on all those that serve to protect us. At one point, all the cars will shut off the motors. There'll be a quiet time and it's very emotional each and every year, where our entire fan base, everybody watching on TV, will be quiet and just think about all those that have gone and sacrificed so we can live the life that we live. So it's an emotional time for us. We're hoping also that everyone out there can help and get involved by going to thefund.org/interstate. So it's a big deal for us, huge race. We're excited to be celebrating all the veterans that have sacrificed for us.
And Jason, can you tell us a little bit more about the fund and about what veterans need help with? I'm not sure that, you know, the general public understands the struggles that a lot of folks face when they get back home.
Yeah, so a lot of the struggles that we as a community face when we get out is kind of an uncertainty. You know, you go from leading soldiers in battle or being led into battle as a team, a cohesive unit, to getting out being kind of one of one. You lose that camaraderie, you lose that aspect of a team. So it can get dark very quickly. And fortunately, the fund is there to help kind of reel you back in. They help provide healthy outlets for stress. And they that's really key. You know, it's easy to go down a dark path when you're lost, but they kind of act like the light at the end of the tunnel. If you hone in on that and you move towards it, everything's going to be fine. And they're there to help you every step of the way.
And what's your story that led you to this position where you're trying to advocate for so many others?
My story is just that I'm one of them, one of many. I've received help throughout the years, and I know how important it is and how meaningful it is to have somebody in your corner. And I just want that for every veteran within the community. There's so many of us.
Coach Gibbs, Coca-Cola 600 is a big race. You got a lot going on with Joe Gibbs Racing. What made you decide to want to join up this week in this cause?
Well, I think for all of us, the 600 has become a real focus for all those that have served and protect us. Interstate Batteries has been with us for, like I said, 32 years. They're a founding sponsor. They have a huge interest to reaching out and supporting our veterans, and in particular, those that have sacrificed for us. So it's everybody teaming up. We hope there'll be people out there that also get on board. Go to thefund.org/interstate and get involved and help. I think it's a time where we focus on all those that have sacrificed so we can live the great life that we live here in America.
It's certainly something that a lot of us take for granted day to day. So it's great to be reminded of it. How are your teams looking heading into the race?
Well, we were fortunate enough to win the race last year, Denny Hamlin. This year, we've won three of the races so far. I think we're going to go with good cars, and we're going to have a chance. The problem is there's going to be 40 other people out there. It's going to be a battle. It's our longest race. It's a huge test for man and machine. And so each and every year, we look forward to this. This is kind of a home turf here in Charlotte. It's a huge deal for our fan base and everybody also thinking about all those that have made our life so easy for each and every one of us. We get up, enjoy all the fun things we get to do because many of those, like Jason, have sacrificed for us.
Absolutely. And you talk about home turf in Charlotte, the people in Washington, we saw that you had the statement with the Dan Snyder, Josh Harris ownership agreement in place now. How excited are you for, you know, Burgundy and Gold fans to be able to kind of turn the page and go into this new era?
Yeah, I think what we have is a new chapter. I think we've got Ron, the coaching staff, and everybody there, the front office. We've all been supporting them. I think now we have new ownership. I got to know Josh and David. I think they've got experience. They've owned other pro teams. They know what it takes. And so this will be a new era for us. And I think all of us that are Commander fans are excited about getting going next year. I think it's going to be an exciting time for all of us.
I think so, too. I think week one, they open at home. I think that could be quite a party.
I think it could be. We're hoping that fan base, we want to get back so it's Burgundy and Gold throughout the stadium. That's what we want.
Absolutely. And Jason, just last one, I don't want to hold you guys up, but if people want to get more involved, maybe beyond just this week with Memorial Day and the Coca-Cola 600, how do they get more involved? Where is there more information?
Yeah. So to get more involved with Certifying America's Fund, you can go to thefund.org/interstate. And there's a lot of information there. And, you know, just we appreciate all the help that everyone is willing to give us. So thank you.
Absolutely. Good luck this weekend, guys. And Jason, good luck helping all the people that need it. And you certainly have our full support. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you there.
All right. That's our Coach Gibbs talking to J.P. Finley, talking about Memorial Day. And this weekend, about remembering those who have passed on, who went out and served for us. I had an opportunity. I wasn't here yesterday, and I went over to the USO at NIH, and I had a chance to sit there and interview Colonel Greg Gatson. He's probably one of the most well-known military people ever out there. He lost both of his limbs. Still was in charge at down at Fort Belvoir for like 6 years or more. He was in the movie Battleship, also been on NCIS, but just sitting there and listening to his story and how he overcame what he was dealing with to move forward. I just think that it's a time where we need to start remembering, because so many times I turn on the news and I see these stories about veterans that are upset and mad that they haven't been taken care of properly. We have to get to a point where we take care of those who take care of us. So the deal I did yesterday was salute the veterans. The fund is what Coach Gibbs is dealing with. And I think, you know, we all try. When you all heard me talk about bike riding from here to Gettysburg, it was because of that reason, to support right. military vets. Give them another way out. I think what they're doing, Jay, is exactly what we do with the Face of America ride. You know, give them a chance to get outside and do something different. And they have special bikes made from these adapted riders, they call
yeah.
them. And that just, it takes your mind off of what you're dealing with so they can go and enjoy something. Just a little bit of enjoyment can spark a lot more for them.
Well, I mean, and think about our friend Scott Davidson that will hold a golf tournament later this summer to raise money for veterans, just to help their financial literacy and financial awareness. Yeah. I mean, some of the predatory practices going on with credit cards and mortgage companies aimed at active enlisted service members are just so awful, and you wonder where the government protection is. But, yeah, I mean, try to remember this weekend. Look, nobody's going to have as much fun as me and B this weekend, and certainly Jeff. Like, we're going to party. We're going to enjoy the three-day weekend. But on some level, try to remember why we're having this three-day weekend, even if it's just a moment, or if you're able to and you want to make a donation, whether it's to the Semper Fi America's Fund or some other group. Remember what makes our country so special and the people that laid it down so we could have it.
And they really lay it down.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. When we return, you know what a lot of people are going to do this weekend? They're going to go to the beach. We're checking in with the mayor of Dewey Beach, Monty from Starboard, joins us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's time for the NBA playoffs, and you can get in on the action right from the first tip with FanDuel. Right now, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend when you bet the NBA playoffs. That's right. Just place a 3-plus leg same-game parlay or a same-game parlay plus on any NBA playoff game, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Listen, I love betting on FanDuel because they have great promotions every day. They have a safe and secure app, and when you win, you get paid instantly. Right now, everybody thinks the Miami Heat is completely on the ropes and that Boston is going to completely come back. I have a feeling Miami is not going to let this thing get all the way to Game 7. So I would think you put your money on Miami. You can probably go with the under because the defense is going to get a little better. And guarantee you can find some points to put on Jimmy Butler, because that dude's going to be ready to go out there and fire it up. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the NBA playoffs. And that's FanDuel.com/Brian. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is also the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, President of Virginia. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. I just talked to a buddy that's out at the LIV Golf Tournament. Tim McCarthy, sounds like he is having fun. If I had to guess, they sell beer at that thing. What do you think, Brian?
They sell beer at all of them, but yes, I can guess that.
I guess Jeff will be our boots on the ground tomorrow, letting us know how it's going down at LIV Golf. For us, we're about to get boots on the ground at the beach. It's a big weekend for the beach. Nobody does it better than Starboard. Probably the best beach bar in America, certainly on the East Coast. Lahaina and Pacific Beach, San Diego has a fairly strong claim. Monty, what's going on, man? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, boys, how are you?
We're good. We got the demon voice.
Got the demon voice. We're
see
to get
if we can
that.
Power through it. Monty, how packed is everything down there?
It is filling up by the minute down here. This is kind of the witching hour at noon on Friday when the traffic is thick as you can imagine pouring in.
Dude, I heard there was an 8-mile backup trying to get across the Bay Bridge yesterday.
You know, if you lived here, you'd be home. That's all I say. Just stay here, everybody.
Monty, I just hung out with one of our best friends, our good friend last night.
Who?
Reggie Branch.
Yep.
We all love Reggie Branch everywhere. Anybody he's ever touched loves Reggie, number 29.
He kept telling me to whip my butt in golf, but he said, but wait till you come back next time, because this time he don't want to try it.
Well, he's I love him to death, but he thought he was going to get me to get a hotel room in Dewey Beach on Memorial Day weekend. I laughed.
I know not to ask for
Memorial
Day weekend.
He should have
known
he was down there for a long time. Hell.
Yeah, I mean, he knows it's a Super Bowl weekend here at the beaches.
Dude, so what is the line like right now to get into Starboard?
Not a line, but it's full. There's plenty of vitamin C being installed through the courtesy of Orange Crushes for each person. But it's today's the best day of the weekend. Everybody's excited. It's everybody's first day of summer. The weather's beautiful. You know, we got a little rain coming on Sunday, Monday, but the weather this weekend is going to work out to be okay.
Nobody's
so
hung
a little
over
chilly
yet
at the beach. Yeah, it looks like it's about 74 degrees. Nobody's hung over yet, but that's coming.
You have to do us
but,
a
Memorial
Day show from
service
there, JP.
I think we need – I have a plan for us, Monty, should you welcome us in, which I'm guessing you will. Me and B drive down on a Thursday night, do a show there on a Friday, play golf Friday afternoon, and see where the wind takes us Friday night. How does that sound?
I think that's an easy thing to make happen. I'm a little worried about B. Mitch, though. I mean, Dewey Beach in for everybody. He's been here before, and it's a little tough on him, man. He tries to sneak in 18 before anybody else is on the course. He's out later than everybody. He's up earlier than everybody.
I still accomplish every goal I wanted to set, though.
Did your hands hurt last time you went to Dewey Beach, B?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, Monty. So, seriously, what kind of – you have any tips for people that are headed down, whether it's Dewey, Ocean City, Rehoboth, wherever you're going, any expert advice from a beach legend?
You know, like any crowded place anywhere, take your time. Know that going out to eat, all the restaurants, all the bars, everybody's back in business. COVID's long gone now, at least the restriction parts. And everywhere's going to be really busy. And everybody's got new staff. You know, college kids have just graduated. New servers, new bartenders. It's, you know, you got to have a little patience knowing that everything, unlike the Starboard, everything else is not a fine-tuned, well-oiled machine. So, you know, you just have to have some patience. And whether it's the grocery stores, whether it's the retail, like the place is busy and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see everybody having a great time. You know, be happy, man. Life is good. We're back to normal. And that's what everybody should think about.
That's it.
Dude, seriously, and obviously we understand at various times, all the restrictions, everything that happened. But that had to take a real toll on an area that relies on tourism for whatever it is, 4 or 5 months a year. How excited are kind of your peers in the tourism, restaurant, hotel industry to have a summer that is full go?
Well, of course it's exciting. I mean, the restaurant, the hospitality industry took one of the bigger hits. Plenty of people took hits, but one of the bigger ones when you couldn't publicly gather. That being said, the silver lining for us here at the beach, we're a little spoiled compared to the big cities where most people went to the beaches during COVID to get away. And it was a little less restrictive at the beaches because you're outdoors, the salt air. But, you know, a lot of people got burned out in this industry during COVID because it was a lot of waiting, a lot of not knowing. One thing about businesses, you just want to know. You want to know if you're going to be busy. You want to know if you're not going to be busy. And the not knowing what was next or what was going to happen the next day burned a lot of mom and pop type shops out. But, you know, the beaches got lucky because people from D.C., Philadelphia, New York, they came to the beaches.
Yeah.
And so bad as it was, and 2020 was the worst year for all of us, things have been really good ever since then.
I bet. Sea salt sand, the best vitamins there are. Your empire continues to expand. Next time we're down there, will Starboard Claw be open?
Starboard Claw will be open this week. We're opening a crab house across the street. I'm a little worried about inviting B. Mitch there because his boy Reggie Branch, when he used to eat crabs when he lived down here, would eat the entire crab, meaning the hard shell and all.
So nah, I don't do that. I don't do that. But I can put away crabs now, Monty.
Well, good, because we had a great crab house.
Better than I do vodka.
You don't do too
that's
well on
dangerous.
Vodka.
That's dangerous. Dude, so, Monty, now Steve Sands may deny this, but I know deep down you certainly were a Redskins fan, and I know you love the burgundy and gold. As this sale gets closer and closer to getting finalized, how close are you to getting back fully on board with Sam Howell and Eric Bieniemy and everything happening?
I'd call me the textbook lifelong Redskin fan, meaning I too got sick of all the Snyder everything, and but doesn't mean I didn't watch every single game. I just stopped spending my money to go, and I started going to a few Ravens games because we got a business up there because it was fun, good game day experience.
It's
but I got
product.
A high optimism that new ownership and a change will get Washington, D.C. back on board. I love Eric Bieniemy. I'm very optimistic Sam Howell. You know, I don't know if us want to see him go spend another $30 million on a seasoned veteran from somebody else. We want to bring our own guys up. And, I mean, Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three, you know, good quarterbacks, maybe not great, but really good quarterbacks by building great teams. And it feels like they're building a great team. And
I know you came last season, but I feel like that was more of like a work thing.
I saw that one game.
I can't wait for Monty to be all the way back, man. I'm in on that for sure.
You never lose me. It's just with kids and the beach and the salt air. I can tell you, if you lived here, you realize it's hard to leave and drive back into that city. Who wants to drive on New York Avenue, Route 50? You can drive on Route 1, Dewey Beach, Delaware.
There you go.
You're making me miss it as we speak. But so I don't know if you saw this, but our mutual friend Duber with the Block Party Hotels there, he is running a Buy Dan promotion, I think, starting next month, where people get like whatever the percentage off of rooms is if they use the code Buy Dan. And that's pretty hysterical for the Fire Dan Snyder guy.
I'll tell you, I had a buddy walk in last night and gave me a case of beer from one of the Ashburn breweries with the Buy Dan craft beer. That was,
we were doing our shows with them. It's Old Ox.
Well, that's in my office fridge, and that's going to be consumed by me, myself, and I with a big smile.
I love it. All right, last one. Monty, you're going to – don't tell us yet. All right, it is – we'll call it 1 o'clock Eastern on Friday. Now, by closing time Monday night, the close of Memorial Day weekend, how many Orange Crushes will be sold at the Starboard? B. Mitch, my guess is 1,500 Orange Crushes between today and Monday night. B, what's your guess?
Over.
Well, you got to give a guess then. Price
okay,
is right
I'm going
style.
2,500.
All right, Monty, give us the answer.
You both should stay off the prices right because you're both well under.
Wow.
Does it get to five figures?
Absolutely. We're selling well more than 10,000 of those things each day.
Oh, my God. Oh, God bless you. Send a couple this way, or we'll come find you and have a couple.
Well, I'd love to have you all down here. We appreciate everybody in the D.C. area supporting the Starboard. So it's we keep it fun, and we appreciate everybody having fun when they come down here.
Enjoy this weekend,
man. Cool, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Be well, guys.
All right. That's our guy, Monty from Starboard. You can follow him on Instagram at Monty Dewey, or you can just follow the Starboard. Awesome content that whenever you watch, it will make you want to get in your car immediately and drive to the beach. Coming up next, something we haven't done all day. We're going to make Jeff work. We're going to open the phone lines. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. That's right. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Phone number 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor. Listener lines are open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.